welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I praise God that you are able to join me today for the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast, heard on this station Monday through Friday at this same time. And in 1 John 3:1, we find some of the most beautiful words of assurance and comfort from God. And this is what the apostle shared. He said, "How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called the children of God." And that is what we are. That's the New International Version. Beloved, God is so mindful of what you're going through right now. He's very mindful of just how much you and I can bear. And the Word promises He won't allow us to be tested above what we're able to endure. He sees every tear that we shed, and He hears our knocking at His door through prayer. The Word of God shows us how we are God's children. He is our Father, and this is a relationship, a glorious relationship that some have played down so much by those who simply won't take God at His word. If your life is under attack by Satan right now, if your heart is troubled so much that it seems like when you pray, your prayers are like bricks that are keep falling down around your feet, well, I'm on this broadcast to tell you to be encouraged. Psalm 107, 19 and 20 states, "Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them from their distress. He sent forth His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave." Beloved, God wants us to be in health. 3 John 2 states in the New Testament, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." In the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, verse 38, we're told about the purpose of Jesus' ministry, and it says that He healed all that were oppressed by the devil. In 1 John 3:8, we're told that the Son of God was manifested for the purpose of destroying the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Sickness, heartache, sorrow, suffering. He hates God, and He hates you if you're a child of God. But thank God Jesus came to destroy those works. He's given us power over every bit of power the enemy possesses. And if Jesus healed all that were oppressed of the devil, then the good news is He's still doing so today. Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever." All down through history, as we read the Word of God, we see how He always came to the defense of His people when they cried out to Him with sincerity of heart. He was always ready to help. He never turned them aside. He never forsook His people as they served Him. And He's not ready to do that today. He will stand by you. He will be with you through the darkest valley, through the severest, hardest trial. He is there with you. The prophet Isaiah spoke concerning the coming of Christ, and he said, "His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And the first of those beautiful names that is given to the Lord is that of Wonderful. And surely the Lord Jesus Christ is wonderful. It's wonderful to know, brother and sister, that Jesus Christ, our King of Power, holds the universe in the palms of His hand. The book of Revelation says that He has washed us from our sins in His own blood and has made us king and priests unto our God. What an incredible position. The last thing that Jesus said when he ascended to heaven in Matthew 28:18, he said, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Then Jesus said, "Go ye therefore," in verse 19. We have the Great Commission there, every one of us, as ambassadors and witnesses for the Lord Jesus Christ. So Jesus is not only the King of power, but he's also the King of grace, and he's ruling in his church at this very moment. There may be many people who think that the church of God is going backward or must go down, but Jesus Christ assured us that he is raising his church up, and he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So not only is he the King of glory, not only is the King of power and the King of grace, he's also the King of glory, hallelujah, having all power in heaven and earth. One day, every knee shall bow before him in heaven and on earth. And he has power over all power of darkness. His power and dominion is unlimited. Praise God. And I just want to stop right now and just pray for you. I feel some of you need a refreshing from the Lord. So, Father, I come to you right now, and Lord, I thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, that you are wonderful, that you are the mighty counselor, that you've come to give us grace to help in the time of need. And Lord, I ask you to minister to every need, Lord, of every listener, Lord, who's joining their hearts with me right now. Father, I thank you that you are a God who hears and answers prayer. And I ask you to move right now by the power of your anointing to destroy every yoke and to meet that need, to supply that provision and guidance and that which they stand in need of, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, and I would say to you this day that they who know my voice shall rejoice and shall desire to do all that I ask. This word I speak to you today is so that you shall know that I desire to bless you with kingly blessings. I desire that all my holy promises would be fulfilled in your behalf. Yea, open your heart to the light of my words. My love reaches out to you in this hour. My light shall arise upon you in a new manner. The days of my people shall not be spent in the ashes of defeat, but they shall arise in the light of life, and they shall know my compassion and my loving kindness and my healing presence in a great depth. Come, my beloved, yea, come, know ye not that I stretch forth my hands to you, and I draw you tenderly until the dark trials are past. I am your strength. I am the strength of my people. I am all that you need, if only you shall believe. Trust me as a little child would trust. Be innocent in your faith, as a toddler whose trust is in his father without question. For I call you as my child, and so you are. Draw near to me, for I desire to unfold the hidden mysteries of my word and my kingdom. As you open your heart and your mind to me, all that the enemy has done to harass you will be as nothing. Yea, as you believe me and doubt not in your heart, healing will unfold to you. Gladness will fill your heart, and your many wounds shall feel the soothing oil of my presence as I come to refresh, to bind up, and to restore to you even more than you could ask for. Remember, my beloved, who you are. Know that through you many shall hear my words, through your prayers, through your witnessing, through your giving. The crowded highway that leads to destruction shall be emptied of many lost souls. For I shall save and heal and bring them into my sheepfold. O, my beloved, look not at the lack in your personal desires or the misfortune or wants, but come to me this hour and you shall feel my strength. You shall feel the comfort of my everlasting arms around about you, and all you desire shall be yours. Only believe. Despair not. For you don't stand alone. Know that every glorious promise that is in my written word is for you, is for my people. Many may scoff. Many will do all they can to persuade my people to cast aside the words of faith. But he that has an ear to hear shall hear, and he that desires to stand faithful and do more than they've ever done before shall not be confounded nor ashamed. I have called you to a more glorious walk. I've called you out to bring you in. I've given you my name. I've said, if you ask anything in my name, without doubting, in your heart, I will do it. It is yours when you claim your position in faith as my child. You shall progress to a great height and deeper depths in your relationship with me. Hear my words that I speak this day, and hold them in your heart, for they shall be like drops of pure honey when you're hungry, and when you're weak, they shall be like powerful arms that shall help hold you up. And when you're unsure of which step to take, yea, they shall be as a lamp to your feet. This great love which I've freely given to you is but a small taste of the things in store for my people in the days ahead. I shall open your understanding, that you may see and learn of me like you have never done before. They who shall wait upon me day by day in faithful anticipation of my blessings and guidance shall not wait in vain. They that will sow of their prayers and giving of themselves shall not reap an unfruitful harvest. Beloved, think on this. If your love is unfolded to others by your sacrifices of praying and giving and witnessing, how can your God withhold that which he has promised unto his faithful ones? Yea, pour out your gift of love. I admonish you, my precious one, turn to me in every thought. Doubt not that I love you. Doubt not that I will hear your prayers, for truly I shall hear you when you call. You shall count it done by faith, and so shall it be, my beloved. Now is the time when all my promises shall begin to be fulfilled in your behalf. Just where you are, praise me. Glorify me in your heart. Let your praises ascend before me, for they are like a sweet fragrance before me, says the Lord. Praise God. Lord, thank you for the word of prophecy. Thank you for ministering. Thank you for the assurance of your love, for the assurance of answered prayer. We love you, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Well, this week has just flown by, and I invite you to tune in next week at this same time. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.